Greetings. What a blessing to be here. Let's have a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we come before you this morning with thankfulness to be gathered here once again. Lord, we sense our deep need of you. Father, as always, Father, thank you for being here with us. Father, we pray that you would minister to your dear people, Father, with the few words that you have given me, Father. Pray that you would help them to minister in some way to these people. Thank you for your blessing and care upon our lives. In your precious name, amen. You may be seated. I was blessed this morning already by the songs and the words from that psalm that Alan shared, how God watches over us. That's a tremendous blessing. So this morning, what I feel God laid on my heart is about I can find my notes. Having the mind of Christ, it's something that we all desire, I believe, and we all do. We all want that. As I was pondering these past couple of days what the Lord would have me share on, I came across these just here in 1 Peter 4. We recently read through this together. And it just stuck out to me. There in verse 1 of chapter 4, "For as much then as Christ hath suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lusts of men, but to the will of God." And so that blessed me and got me thinking a little bit here. And a song that I would like to sing, Brother Jonathan, if you would lead it here, I'll line it, and then we can sing it. 457. I think this song expresses a lot of my heart this morning here. "May the mind of Christ my Savior live in me from day to day, by His love and power controlling all I do and say. May the Word of God dwell richly in my heart from hour to hour, so that all may see I triumph only through His power. May the peace of God my Father rule my life in everything, that I may be calm to comfort sick and sorrowing. May the love of Jesus fill me as the waters fill the sea, Him exalting, self abasing. This is victory." Go ahead if you want.
May the word of God.
I think maybe we'll just read this passage in 1 Peter, maybe through verse 11 for now. So if you have your Bibles, turn there to 1 Peter chapter 4. For as much then as Christ hath suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. For the time past of our lives may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lasciviousness, lusts, excessive wine, revelings, banquetings, and abominable idolatries, wherein they think it strange that ye run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you. Who shall give account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead? For this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. And above all these things have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. As every man hath received of the gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Christ, through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever. Amen. Now I have a few points here. They're definitely not all inclusive. I somewhat stayed in maybe this chapter, and there's a few verses here in Philippians that I'll go to as well. Just a few things that that I felt like would be points that would be a blessing to go over and see that if we have the mind of Christ, these things should be evident in our life, or we should be seeking after these things. And I feel like it's definitely not all inclusive. There's many, many things. The mind of Christ in our lives will affect every area of our life, and I'm not trying to break that all out and say this or that. Just maybe a few things that we can go over and maybe look at our lives a little bit. I know as I was looking at these things, it was a blessing to me, just to a challenge, you know, to all of these things. So the first point I have here is in verses 1 and 2 of chapter 4 here in 1 Peter. Suffering in the flesh. Let's prepare ourselves and not resist it, and not live to our lusts. I was also going to read verses 13 through 16 and 19. I don't claim to understand this all, but here verse 1 and 2. For as much then as Christ hath suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin. That's amazing. That he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lusts of men, but to the will of God. Then if we jump to verse 13 here. But rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. We shall be like, if we're partakers of, well, I was going to read verse 12 here as well. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you. Don't be surprised about the fiery trial which is coming. And then verse 13 here tells us that, but rejoice, because if we're partakers with his sufferings, we will also be partakers with his joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. And then we have verse 15 here that says, but let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other man's matters. So that's, we can't count that as suffering with Christ if it's works of the flesh. So we need to make sure that those things be not named among us. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, that is where we will, where the blessing will be. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on his this behalf. For the time has come. I was going to read 19 here yet. Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit their keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator. I appreciated that. So point two is from verse 4, wherein we run not with them with the same excess of riot. I kind of maybe put temperance in there. That might be a little bit my own wording, because my thought was more maybe we don't want lasciviousness, lust of wine, and all those things in our life, but I think we can glean from that we need to be temperate in all things. It says here excess of riot, it says extremes, and I just, that can apply to many areas in our life. And then point number 3 was in verse 7. Be sober and watch unto the end. I think soberness will be a part of our life. And if we're like-minded with Christ, I think that'll be one of the fruits in our life. And then point number 4 was in verse 8. Have fervent charity. I should have went to a reference with the brotherly love. And there's many things where in the scriptures we see that a lot, you know. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover a multitude of sins. And then point number 9 in verse... Number 5 in verse 9. Hospitality. Use hospitality gratefully is just a point I made there. Number 6 was in verse 11. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things might be glorified through Christ Jesus, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Do all things to the glory of God was point number 7 there. I think if we have that in the forefront of our mind as we go about, I was thinking a lot about serving this next week and many areas that we do things. If we have in our mind that we're serving to the glory of God, it can make it much more of a blessing, everything that we do there. And then in Philippians 2, I have a few references here. to continue with the points, I'll just read chapter 2 here. Philippians chapter 2, I'll read to verse 18 maybe quickly here. I don't want to take too much time. If there be any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of mercy, of fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy that ye may be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but it made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Yea, and if I have offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. For the same cause also do ye joy and rejoice with me. So, the verse, point number 8 from verse 2 there in Philippians was, be like-minded. Fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. And then, have the same love. Have love to one to another was point 9 I got out of that verse 2. Some of these might be a little bit resounding, maybe. But I feel like if we all have Christ like-mindedness as a brotherhood and as a church body here, I feel like it'll show forth in many ways. And this is just a few things that have been on my heart because it's things I need in my life. I just hope maybe it can bless someone as I say a few things that the Lord's been doing in my life. So in verse 3, point number 10, nothing done through strife or vainglory. Purity of heart, maybe you could put there, and not stirring up strife. But in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. That was point number 11. In verse 3, the last there. And then also I have in verse 8, we can see how, And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. You can see how Christ humbled himself there. And I think it would be part of his mind. I was going to say, I think I missed some of the... I think I had some definitions. I was looking at mind as maybe the same, I don't know if you'd say attitude, or I think I might have forgot to write it down. I had looked it up. The same, now I'm drawing a blank, have the same spirit, I think, would be some of the way that I would have, the same character, the same spirit, the same demeanor would be, I think in Peter, I think it would have, I think in Peter it would have been used more that way. Have the same mind. They're not all the same. A lot of the dictionary often says, you know, to change your mind or a way of thought. But I think it can go deeper than that, and I think it means deeper than that in this way. I think it affects us more than just how we think, is basically what I'm trying to say. And I know these are things we all know. It was just a blessing for me to go over them. In verse 4, point number 13, care about your brother in a loving way, lifting him up and holding and helping him. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Sometimes we can get the picture where we have to I don't want to give the picture where we have to be making sure our brother's walking right necessarily. That comes with it too, probably. But I think more of my heart this morning was to be an uplifting brother. And when we see that, we can be a blessing in some way to uplift our brother. And mind not only look not every man on his own things, but also every man on the things of others in that way. I thought maybe would be a way to look at that. Point number 14 in verse 7, made himself of no reputation, would go with the other point, lowliness of mind or humbling yourself. We can see in verse 7 here, but he made himself of no reputation and took upon himself the form of a servant. And that was another point, servants. We will find ourselves serving in many ways. It doesn't need to be in a great way or a noticed way. I was thinking of this next week, and I know that comes out in many ways in the congregation here, and I'm very blessed by that. And then verse 14 here was point number 16. Do all things without murmuring and disputing. I think that will definitely be a major point of Christ-mindedness, Christ-likeness, or Christ-minded likeness in our lives. If we each one ourselves takes the low road, and it's not something I have figured out, but I feel like it makes a big difference in everything, our day-to-day life, and many areas. So in verse 15, point number 17, blameless and harmless, that ye may be blameless and harmless. We heard a lot of these the other week on elder and deacon qualifications and some of those things, but I feel like they apply to many of us. All of us, I think. Blameless and harmless and without rebuke, that we can have a clear testimony, was point number 18 in the same verse. And point number 19 was in verse 15 as well. Among whom ye shine as lights. So I kind of put those together, blameless and harmless, without rebuke, and shine as lights. We can see those all in that verse, that I think they all kind of go hand in hand somewhat. Or we can't shine as a light if we're not blameless and harmless and without rebuke. I just a few thoughts here that blessed me as I looked into them, and it's nothing new. Just maybe a little reminder for us. I also had a scripture here in Hebrews 8 verse 10, about how God will put His laws in our minds and in His people. Hebrews 8 verse 10, for this For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts. And I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. I just was blessed by that. I hope it can be a blessing to someone. I just wanted to... Just a few thoughts here of encouragement that we can look at and look at our lives a little bit, I guess. And yeah, it was just a blessing. Thank you.